Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Bill and Jessica Show TV up on our Power TikTok. Watch us live here in the studio every weekday morning, 6 to 10 at Power 101.7 FM. Time now for the Bill and Jessica Audio Vault. Well, today a woman in California is fighting the DMV and trying to keep her personalized license plate that says, I am ISIS.
And that's her name.
Yeah, that's the complicating factor. Her first name is ISIS.
It's
I-S. Yeah, or maybe it's ISIS. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
We'll find out now because here she is talking about the issue.
I'm proud of my name. I'm proud that it's on my car, and I feel like driving around, it looks cool. Dear ISIS Wharton, the Department of Motor Vehicles has reviewed its records, and it was determined that personalized license plates, I am ISIS, assigned to your Kia contain a configuration of letters that are non-compliant with the requirements of Title 13. I just did my registration a couple months ago and they didn't say anything then either. My first reaction, I was super surprised. I was confused since I've had it for so long.
Crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
And she's had it for a long time.
What's wrong with her mom? Oh, God. Naming her dad. Now, this was before, you know, the whole ISIS thing. Some other news going on in the audio vault. A man in Florida was waiting in a drive-thru line at Popeyes, Jessica's favorite, when a drunk woman walked up to the window and demanded a Baconator, which they only sell at Wendy's. Yeah, police eventually escorted her away, and here's a recording of the incident.
I just want the order that I came here with a whole mess. A Baconator.
Wait, who you came? How you got here? Oh, you walked from where?
Here. You want to give me a fist bump for waiting 15 minutes?
Where you from? You not from around here.
I'm from California.
They better give you a food.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right. They got to give you a food.
I just want my Baconator meal. That's all I care about.
What are you doing?
Baconator meal.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go.
I will say I do love Popeyes and I do love Wendy's. Love Wendy's.
They're side by side.
A Florida woman who was taking her dog for a walk ended up getting attacked by an alligator. Yeah, the gator chomped down on the dog's collar, and Danny White ended up punching to save the dog. Yeah, punched the alligator. Here she is talking about it.
I heard a squeal, and I got pulled. The alligator had him by his air tag and drags him, and I just punched and punched and punched, and I punched him in the eye enough that he kind of let go, like he unclamped a little, and I pulled out, but his teeth were like here and just drug down my arm. Be careful with your dogs, you know, these alligators are no joke. I mean, 15 feet he came out to get him.
No joke.
15 feet, the gator.
That's what you got to worry about when you walk your dog in like certain parts of Florida.
Oh gosh.
I don't know how you feel about that, Jess.
Mm-mm.
What would you do?
Call the cops.
Right. During her concert in Pittsburgh, Jessica Simpson reminded everyone that she and Tony Romo were a couple back around 2007 to 2009. I remember that.
That was years ago, yeah.
Yeah, now during that time, she bought him a $100,000 speedboat for his birthday.
Holy smokes.
Fast forward to the other night when she described how Romo called her mom.
A couple weeks ago, my mom got a phone call, and he's like, I'm selling the boat. And my mom's like, okay, and he's like, well, Jessica's name is still on the title. Then I get paperwork and have to sign over this book for him to sell. And guess what he gave me as a thank you? Plastic cups. Wow, I'm glad we didn't work out.
Now, wait a minute. Who's more petty here? Jessica lame story of the concert, or Tony for sending a cheap gift? Why did he have to send a gift?
OMG.
No word on what he got for the boat, and would it be proper to send an expensive gift? Like, I'm confused.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so her name was on it.
Her name was on the title for the boat, and he was selling it.
He needed her signature so he could sell it.
Yeah. So he didn't want to call her. He called the mom.
Her mom.
That's normal. Tony Romo did all the right steps.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy, right?
This is hilarious.
Can you name the five TV themes that hit number one? Yeah, there have only been five TV themes that have been number one hits. All right. Thetopicalfruit.com has a list. The first to do it was the 1974. Can you name this theme? I think this is pretty easy.
This is
Anybody? Anybody?
Hold on, hold on. You come down, like dancing. The Soul Train, right?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And you gotta go like this down.
The theme from Soul Train, yes. The creator and host of Soul Train, Don Cornelius, wouldn't allow any references to the name of the show when the single was released, by the way. I don't know if you knew that or not. So when they played it on the radio, it had to be TSOP, The Sound of Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
Don Cornelius you couldn't go on the radio and say, yes. Oh, that's the theme from Soul Train, because he wouldn't allow it.
Right, okay.
That's kind of crazy. Cornelius added the Soul Train lyrics to the beginning of their music. So another instrumental. To win the top spot on the charts was this one right here. 1976. Any idea? Old heads, where you at?
No, not 76. Mine is like in the 80s. It sounds like the 18 type music, but I know it's not that.
This is the theme from SWAT.
Oh, no, I would not have guessed that.
By Rhythm Heritage. Yeah, radio stations were playing this cop drama theme more than any other song in 1976.
Wow.
So, people were really into buying TV themes in 1976, too, because months after that one, how about this one right here?
Welcome back.
It's not Mace.
Dreams were your ticket. Mace.
Yeah, it's not Mace.
I just knew that beat.
Yeah, this is Welcome Back, Cotter. Number one in 1976 as well. Jess, you said you're from the 80s, so I think you might know this one. On this day in 1984, this show premiered on NBC and became so popular. It famously, 80s-sounding theme song went to number one on the charts. And it was done completely by one guy named Jan Hammer. And this song was created on one little keyboard. Any idea what show?
Miami Vice.
Yes, it is.
Don Johnson.
Yep, Miami Vice. And one more.
God.
The last TV theme song to go number one was... How do you
talk to an angel? I know this song. How do you hold close, oh, my God. To where you
are. 1992. How do you talk to an angel? Any idea? The theme went to number one, not the show's ratings.
Oh.
Yeah, the show on TV was like, eh... But Fox actually dumped the show, after a while. But the song went to number one. It's a theme from The Heights. From The Heights. So.
But I do know that song.
But you know the song. Yes, you might know the show, but you know the song. That was from 1992. Now, there was one missing in my head that I was like, this has got to be on here. And you might even be thinking about it, too. The theme from Friends.
Oh, okay.
I'll Be There for You was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And top 40 stations across the country played it.
Yes.
It only hit number 17.
That's it?
On the charts, yeah.
What?
Yep. And this is all based on the Billboard Hot 100. So if you think that we're missing Friends here,
by that.
It only got to number 17. Crazy, right?
What? That was never number one?
Nope. Some good news this morning. Hundreds of people named Ryan got together. We talked about this earlier in New York this weekend for an event called Rye-toberfest. That's right, Rye-toberfest. Even though it's September, they didn't break the record for the most people with the same name gathered in one spot, but they did raise a bunch of money for charity. The Ryan Callahan Foundation supports families of pediatric cancer patients. Here's one of the Ryans. I mean, there were so many to choose from. Here's one of them talking about the event.
That's crazy.
It's crazy seeing this many Ryans in one place. It's so unreal. Just like everyone's the same name as you.
The same name as you. Yeah. So there you go. Four organ donor recipients got together in Minnesota to pay tribute to a woman who saved their lives. 20-year-old Adeline Miller died in a car crash in 2023 and was an organ donor. Here's Adeline's mother and four of the people she saved talking about her.
She was very much about helping everybody else.
I owe her my life.
You saved my life, and I'm eternally grateful.
I just wanted to know that she's changed my life.
Hopefully she could see it in my eyes. How grateful.
Being able to meet her recipients has been extremely healing for me. She really impacted a lot of people.
Yeah, one of the people she saved wasn't there, but her organs actually saved five lives.
That's amazing.
Yeah, when you become an organ donor. Crazy, right? And last night, Monday Night Football, Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Bucks battled from behind to beat the Texans in Houston, trailing by five. Here's a play that won the game in the final seconds.
Touchdown wins it. Second and goal, ball just outside the two. Hot in motion, they are going to run it. And a touchdown, Tampa Bay! Rashad White on top with 6 seconds to go.
Wow, yeah, final score, Tampa Bay 20, Houston 19. So that was a good game last night. The Bucks are 2-0. Flip that for the Texans, they're 0-2. The Chargers beat the Raiders also in the second Monday Night Football game last night, 20-9. All right? It's a Bill and Jessica show.